Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Mark Bunnell, who is kind of the head of the Carbon County Star Parties. It's a Facebook group that enjoys astronomy and everything involved with that. I was surprised to hear that there are about 300 local people are interested in one way or another about astronomy. Mr. Bunnell was at one time an adjunct teacher at the USU Eastern on astronomy, so the guy probably knows what he's talking about. Thank you, Mark, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
It's great to be here. It's kind of a privilege to be able to talk about my favorite hobby, which is astronomy, and talk about our Facebook group.
What kinds of things do you do? Like you mentioned that there's you've got an event coming up on May 13th.
Yeah, our Facebook group, we try to pull together members of the community to help put on events for the public related to astronomy. On May 13th, our group is going to be helping at the Museum Family Day. I think it goes from about 9 to 4. And we'll be set up in the Peace Garden, and we'll be looking at the sun. And of course, it's kind of dangerous to stare at the sun, but we do it safely with filters on our telescopes, and it's a great learning experience for kids and adults alike. And so we'll be there probably with 3 or 4 or 5 telescopes looking at the sun, looking at sunspots, talking about the sun, and it should be a lot of fun. So that's our first event that's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Can you, while you're looking at it, does your equipment allow you to see, you know, those solar flares that kind of shoot up off of the surface?
A normal telescope with a filter, you can't see that, but you can see the sunspot. But we do have a telescope that was donated by Desert View Federal Credit Union in Huntington to our group about a year ago or so. And this is a hydrogen alpha telescope made just specifically for looking at the sun. And in this telescope, you can actually see solar prominences around the edge of the sun. You can see the granulation of the surface of the sun's photosphere, which is quite spectacular to see. Quite awe-inspiring to look at the sun through this little telescope that's made just for solar viewing.
Now, that's May 13th at the Peace Gardens. And then a week later?
Yeah, a week later then would be probably our first event of the year at nighttime. So our first actual star party would be on May 20th. The location we're still trying to narrow down, but if the listeners would go to our Facebook group, Carbon County Star Parties, I should have posted in about the next week where the location will be. Just search for that Carbon County Star Party site and then ask to join, and I'll approve you as part of the group. We welcome anybody that's interested in astronomy in any way, whether you have a telescope, whether you don't, whether you just look through binoculars, whatever you like in astronomy, you're sure welcome.
Now, if I've been thinking about getting involved, but, you know, they talk about M81 or Ursa Major, or, you know, they have some funny names, and I don't know what that means. Is there an automated way that my telescope could help me that way?
Well, nowadays, many of the, even the lower-end price telescopes have automated, what are called go-to mounts, which are controlled by a little handheld computer. And once you align that telescope on some known stars, and these computers kind of help you do that, then you can actually slew or move the telescope automatically to all of these different objects that you would like to look at. Nebula, stars, specific stars, double stars, triple stars, even galaxies, star clusters. So all of those types of things you can actually automatically look at. I also prefer just to print star maps and look at them the old-fashioned way by just turning my telescope by hand and finding them. That's a lot of fun for me.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding.
But in our events, we spend a lot of time just answering questions, helping people learn their way around the sky, understand why we have maps that show constellations. They're kind of the roadmap to the other dimmer objects that we like to look at, like galaxies and nebulae, star clusters, all of those fun things, comets. We talk about all of those things. So if you have any questions about astronomy at all, or if you're interested, or if your kids are interested, come to one of our events and you can ask all the questions you want. And it's all on a very basic level. Astronomy can be very difficult to understand in some ways, but we'll try to help make it easier to understand.
I'll never forget the first time I looked at through a friend's scope. We were looking toward the Big Dipper, and just off to the side, in one shot, I saw a galaxy on its edge, and then another galaxy that was a spiral-type looking galaxy. I was looking at two Milky Ways in one view. I'll never forget that thrill.
That's one of my favorite objects as well. It's M81 and M82, two galaxies that are side by side.
Now, if you look at the Big Dipper and where the water is going to pour out of the Big Dipper, you come down just a little bit, 3/4 of an inch, and there's something really faint, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is not a star, but a whole couple of galaxies.
Yeah, and there's another, the Andromeda Galaxy, which is a popular one, is actually best visible in binoculars. And it's our nearest neighboring galaxy, probably about the same size as our Milky Way galaxy. And it's one of those galaxies that they say in the far future will actually merge together with ours. And that's a fun one to look at.
Now, you mentioned to me that you are into photography, astrophotography. So you could help somebody in that direction if they're interested in that.
Yes, I do a lot of astrophotography and imaging. I have a small backyard observatory, and I have a setup where I can do long exposure imaging, digital imaging. I can do exposures that can last hours if I want to. The telescope is set up with what's called a guide scope, which has another camera on it that actually locks on a star and keeps the mount. Computer control through the mount keeps the telescope locked on that star so that in the main telescope, I can do a long exposure without getting everything blurry. And then, of course, the processing is the hardest part. But it's just a little 4-inch refractor telescope. But even with small backyard telescopes now, with digital imaging, we can do spectacular astrophotography. Impossible, even just 20 years ago would have been impossible. Do such nice imaging.
In the 30 seconds we have left, give me a quick explanation of how we know that the stars are moving away from us, or the galaxies are, the universe is expanding.
Well, as the astronomers, astrophysicists and astronomers use the spectrum, they separate the light from the object, like a galaxy, into its rainbow of colors, and within those colors are what are called absorption lines. In the lab, we know where the absorption line of specific elements should be, but we're finding that they're redshifted in these galaxy objects, and you can actually calculate, because we know the speed of light, we can calculate how fast the objects are moving and whether they're moving towards us or away from us. And many of the large galaxy clusters we can see are moving away from us, and so that we know that the universe is expanding. And even with small backyard telescopes now, we can do a little bit of that kind of work with spectroscopy. Even amateurs can do it. So it's kind of fun.
Well, Mark Bunnell, thank you for your brief visit with us on astronomy. And we need to, on Facebook, Carbon County Star Parties, to get in touch with you and to find out the next events that are coming up. Thank you for talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
And thank you.